Hello, this is the main page of the OntoHub ontology repository engine. When you visit this main page, you see a list of ontologies recently uploaded and a list of comments posted on these ontologies. And this you can see as any user without being logged in. You can also look into ontologies. So let's have a look at the ontologies that exist in this system. Here we have a list of ontologies, each ontology with its URI by which it is identified, with its logic. OntoHub supports ontologies in different logics, as for example Common Logic or OWL. And for each of the ontologies you see how many entities and axioms are declared in them. Later we will look into an ontology, but let's first do some searching. We would like to search for ontologies containing entities named person. We find three ontologies, and the occurrences are listed here. This is quite a lot, so we can refine the search. For example, if we are only interested in entities of a certain kind, for example object properties, this is a kind of entity that occurs in OWL ontologies, we can refine the search and do it again, and then only object properties matching the entity name person will be listed. Now for further features, you have to create an account. Let me show you how to do this. You go to register, then you enter your email address, username, choose a password, and then you can create your account. You will be logged in automatically, and in the first 2 days you can simply use this account. Later on you have to confirm your email address, so you will receive an email with further instructions. Now when you are logged in as a user, you can, from the ontology page, let's go there, you can create an ontology. So let me create one. You can upload a local file, or you can ask OntoHub to download an ontology from a URL. Let me enter the URL of a certain provenance ontology here. Here we go. This URL will by default also be chosen for identifying the ontology, that is, as the URI of the ontology. In this case, the ontology has a different URI. For the moment, we have to tell OntoHub about it manually. This is the URI. You can enter a short name and description. And later on, there will also be the possibility of adding further arbitrary metadata to the ontology. So we say create, and then we are taken to the page of this ontology. Here you see that in the background the HET service is running, the heterogeneous toolset. That is a service that analyzes the ontology and its structure. It tells us that this is an ontology in the logic OWL, and it tells us about the entities and the axioms found in this ontology. This works across logics for any logic that is supported by HETs. In an OWL ontology, we can have entities such as object properties or classes. You see them here. And you can look at them in more detail in the entities tabs, and there is also a tab that lists all axioms that were found in this ontology. This output is different when we fail to upload, to import an ontology. Let me demonstrate this. Here we take an ontology we take an ontology that is in the RDF logic, which is not quite yet supported by HETS. Here we go. Now we try to create this ontology, and then HETS will tell us that it failed to process this ontology, and we can have a look at the error message. Okay. Now let's have a more detailed look at the entities of an ontology that was successfully imported. For example, this one, this is a small common logic ontology which declares two entities. And you see that in common logic the kinds of entities are a bit different. We can have names and sequence markers, so no classes, no object properties, and so on. Generally this is different for each ontology language. What you see here is the text of the entity as it occurs in the source code of the ontology, the kinds, as we said, the name of the ontology. In common logic this happens to be the same. Later you will see URIs by which you can globally identify these entities, and we also get from HETS the information about the range where this entity declaration can be found in the source code of the ontology. Later on we will use this for editing. Let's have a quick look into this ontology so that you see where this information comes from. Here you see the named entity P and the sequence marker Q. Another feature of OntoHub is that it does versioning in a minimal way for now. Here you see the versions of this ontology. There is one so far. For now the old versions are simply stored and you can upload a new one. Right now I'm not the owner of this ontology, so I can't do anything, but let me log out and log in as, well, I won't log in as the owner of this ontology now, but as a person with administration permissions. Now I'm logged in, we'll go back to this ontology, and now I can upload a new version, again from a local file or take it from a web URL. I can delete the ontology and I can also edit. Not yet the source of the ontology, but its URI, name and description. As an administrator you can do further management in the system. You can manage users and teams. To some extent they can also manage themselves. You can manage logics. We will look into this. And you can manage jobs, like if at the moment the only job that OntoHub is running is the locally installed HETS service for classifying, for analyzing ontologies, but later on it will make connections to further web services which may succeed or fail. This gives you control over these jobs. The logic configuration looks like this for the moment. In our demo installation there are two logics that are known to the system. We give them URIs for identification, we give them names, and we tell HETS a bit about how to handle files in this logic. For example, with what MIME type to serve these logics when a client wants to download them from HETS. Later on we will evolve this into a registry where the community can add arbitrary logics corresponding to arbitrary ontology languages, and the administrators will then approve them, will then review them and approve them. So much for now. Please look at our GitHub site and give us feedback. Thank you very much.